Free Talk Live. It is the Friday edition of the show. Kicking off hour one, you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy them. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their websites. We give it away. Freetalklive.com. Starting things out with the phone calls. Let's go to Brian in Colorado on the amplifier line. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about heroin.
Oh, boy. That's the best topic in the world. Now, go ahead. What's on your mind about it?
Well, you know, the people wringing their hands about, you know, if we legalize heroin, everyone will be a heroin junkie.
That's right. There'll be vending machines on the side of the road, in the schools, even.
Exactly. But I was at the liquor store on my way home from work today, mm-hmm. and I'm looking around there, and I'm seeing I can get any flavor of vodka that I would imagine. I get all kinds of liqueurs and all kinds of scotches. But there's a big choice.
Sure.
Now, when alcohol prohibition was around, you had moonshine, and you didn't know what was in it. But when
true.
They ended that, now we have this great free market of alcohol,
and
liquor manufacturers are able to experiment and find out what the market wants. So who's to say that if we remove the prohibition on heroin and other drugs, the same kind of experimentation would probably take place?
You'd have
kind of a very mild heroin maybe to start the day. I mean, you could go to Starbucks and get a shot of hazelnut and a shot of heroin to get you going. You know, there might be another kind of heroin mixed with something else, you know, MDMA, to do your, you know, Saturday night parties.
I don't know. I mean, is heroin a party drug? I always got the impression that people that do heroin just sort of veg out on the couch or the bed or something like that.
Well, we don't know. Maybe.
Well, I don't know, and you don't know.
He doesn't know. That's
the heroin
users
know.
True.
Well, not just heroin, cocaine. I mean, you know, pick your poison. We can't experiment with these things because of the prohibition, so we don't know what kind of mild, you know, effects we might get short of being stoned all day.
Right, yeah, maybe they'll come up with a version of cocaine that's perfectly safe for truck drivers to use to get through the night. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we won't know as long as it's prohibited.
One thing's for sure, they'll come up with different types and different variations.
Right.
I would say that much is true. There'll be strong stuff, there'll be mild stuff, and... you know, you're probably right. I don't know. I certainly don't want to try this stuff. There's lots of people out there that know that tobacco is addictive, and they never try it. And there's lots of people that know that alcohol's, I believe alcohol to be addictive at least. And they never try it either.
Yeah, and there's certainly plenty of varieties of tobacco products available out there as well. So I think you're right about that. Presuming there's enough demand, I don't know. I think that heroin's still going to be more of a niche product than, say, tobacco and cigarettes. But, you know, it could be wrong, I suppose.
Well, so is 15-year-old single malt scotch. I mean, there's only so many people who can afford or appreciate that.
I see.
But it's not for everybody.
Touché.
But, you know.
Good point, man. Anything else on your mind?
Well, just looking forward to seeing you guys and everybody else in Concord in February.
Fantastic. I guess you'll be attending the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, which we'll be talking more about. Thank you for the call, Brian. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. So, will there be heroin vending machines on the side of the road if we legalize heroin?
I don't know.
No, not very likely.
I don't know. I mean, it could very well be. There could very well be. I don't know that it matters.
What do you mean?
What difference does it make? Who am I to say whether somebody does heroin or not? As long as they aren't driving a motor vehicle, I just don't have much to say about that. What the biggest concern for me is that people are doing heroin now, today.
Yeah.
And because of the war on drugs, that heroin is really high priced. And because of the really high price, those people can't work at Burger King in order to supply their habit, and consequently, they're willing to commit crimes.
That's a big concern against you and your family,
right?
And friends. And that is a big concern, but also a concern for me is for the user as well, who is purchasing a product on the black market. Brian mentioned moonshine back in Prohibition days. That's all pretty much that you could get, and you're rolling the dice as to whether or not it was going to make you blind, right? So heroin's the same way. It's an illegal product made by criminals, and they don't have quality control. When you buy something off the shelf, when you walk into Walmart, pick a bottle of NyQuil off the shelf or whatever it is you're buying, that's been through a quality control process.
Right.
They have a person at the laboratory that checks to make sure that the formula is being mixed right, that everything is going into the bottle correctly. These things don't happen in the black market. And so as a result, you get impurities. You get doses, perhaps, that are much higher than the user may expect. In some cases, you get a dose that's much lower than the user might expect. But in some cases, you get that high dose, or maybe it's impure somehow. Maybe there's something else that's been mixed in there. Maybe it's been cut with something. I don't know if they cut heroin. I know they do that with cocaine. But you could have an overdose as a result of an extra strong dose that you weren't expecting. You could have a complication as a result of it being mixed with something else. And these are things that put these users in danger. Now, you may be sitting back and saying, well, they're heroin users. They deserve it. No, they don't. They're people with problems. They're people who you might know that have problems. And you wouldn't feel the same way if you discovered that one of your best friends secretly was a heroin user, and the way you discovered it was that he died over the weekend because he shot up a little too much, and he thought he wasn't, he thought he was getting his normal dose, but in fact the dose was 10 times what he normally took, and you'd feel pretty rotten if that's what you discovered after the fact.
I don't know about 10 times, but it seems to me that I know that when it comes to cocaine, and just like you, I don't know the specifics about heroin, but I know that they cut cocaine with pretty innocuous stuff, mild stuff. And they do it pretty much every step of the whole black market process. Mm-hmm. Every dealer that gets it in his hands wants to have more than
profit.
He has. So he puts more stuff in there. And pretty much cocaine's, people expect to have a certain level of cocaine cutting when they, down on the street level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if one guy along the way gets skipped, or if the process, he decides not to cut his for whatever reason, he just needs to sell it. It seems like one or two guys skipped in there. You could have a dose that's twice as much as it normally is. If you take twice a dose of heroin as you normally take, it's going to kill you.
It could.
It does.
1-800-259-9231.
People die every day in the United States from overdoses. And that could be stopped. Do they die from overdoses of over-the-counter drugs?
Do they die every day? I don't know.
I would just guess they
There really aren't that many. In fact, there's more people that die from improperly prescribed prescription drugs in America than there are people that die from overdoses of illegal drugs.
Only 365 people would have to die in America out of 250 million people.
Maybe of all illegal drugs, but I don't know if it's just heroin. I'm
certainly not an expert. I couldn't tell you.
So we talk about we've certainly talked about the war on drugs plenty of times on Free Talk Live. But if you've still got a vision, maybe for the legal drug future for America, you can certainly share it with us, or maybe your country. 800-259-9231. Does it sound scary to you? The idea of legalizing heroin? Is this an outrageous episode of Free Talk Live that we're even suggesting these things? 1-800-259-9231. Because there are certain consequences to having a war on drugs. And we touched on two of them already. One, that people can overdose and get hurt by improperly made products, narcotics. The other one, that your family members and you could even be harmed physically, or perhaps just have your property stolen from you by an addict who is looking for cash to get his next fix. These are two consequences, unintended consequences, of the war on drugs. But there's another one. As we go to ABC News, Misty Fentko, a mother of two teenagers, I said we were going to do this story last night, we didn't get to it, got up early to walk the dog before she roused her boys from bed one summer day in 2003. Her eldest son, Carl, a gifted guitar player and award-winning artist at his Ohio high school, never woke up. Fentko said, his friends told me his smile made their day of her 18-year-old who'd just been accepted to the Memphis College of Art. Mm. In the past, she had found empty bottles of Robitussin in their suburban New Albany home. But she had no idea Carl had a 2.5-year drug habit. Fetko's skills as an emergency room nurse were of no use when she entered Carl's bedroom and administered CPR. She discovered he died in his sleep of an accidental overdose of the cough syrup Robitussin.
Really?
Yep.
You know, I read a Nova article on dextromethorphan, and they said that they had done studies on it and that found it to be safe.
Well, you have to remember, Mark, dextromethorphan hydrobromide isn't the only active ingredient in Robitussin. There's more stuff in there than just Robitussin.
There is.
More on the way, or just DXM. On DXM and its use and abuse. Coming up, 800-259-9231. And yeah, this one's legal for now.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free, and that does include updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Updates.freetalklive.com. Brian in Colorado started out the show. We started out the show with his call. He mentioned that he was going to be attending the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which is going to be put on by the Free State Project coming up in 2007. In fact, from February 23rd through the 25th, and you can get registered now, learn more. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel. You know him from ABC News' 2020.
Big time.
Michael Badnarik and many more, the most influential libertarians in America, will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Now then, we're talking drugs. Specifically, legal drugs. Or at least drugs that are legal for now. I'm sure if the government gets its way, there's going to be all kinds of restrictions put on this particular product. But what we're talking about is Robitussin. You know, NyQuil. Those products that you can take to relieve your cough and stuffy. What is it? They got like 15 different things that those products do.
Yeah,
relieves stuffy head, cough, fever, cold, whatever medicines.
Oh, the stuffy head, fever, yeah, so you can rest medicine.
Yeah, that stuff. That's what we're talking about.
Coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, so you can rest medicine.
Did you know that kids, and I'm sure some adults as well, I guess this guy was an adult technically, 18 years old, that these kids are chugging entire bottles of Robitussin?
I've done it.
You have?
I have.
Wow.
Well, you can't sip it. It's awful.
Ew.
Yeah.
You really wanted to get high, didn't you?
Yeah. I guess I did.
That was has to be the motivation, right? I mean, because...
Well, to get high is the motivation.
Right, it's a lot easier to take an illegal drug. All you have to do is pop a, you know, hit of LSD in your mouth or swallow a pill of MDMA. I mean, that's easy.
I would say that you're jumping to a conclusion that somehow LSD is better or more desired than mm-hmm. dextromethorphan. And I wouldn't say that that's what I felt at the time.
I see. So what was your motivation?
To get high.
Okay. How many bottles does it take? I've never done this.
Well, you can get pretty high on 4 ounces, and you can get really high on 8, and you can get super high on 12.
Well, this guy...
And you probably vomit.
I'm not sure how many he drank, but it sounds like he drank more than one, maybe. Because you do... Don't you develop a tolerance to DXM? Dextromethorphan hydrobromide, the active chemical, the chemical that is being sought when you're drinking Robitussin? Don't you develop a tolerance to where if you do it fairly often, you're going to need to drink more than 4, 8, or 12 ounces?
I can't answer that. I don't know. I didn't do it often enough, I guess.
Well, this lady, Ms. Misty Fetko, woke up one morning and discovered that her 18-year-old son, who apparently was a fairly promising young man, I mean, he had just been accepted to the Memphis College of Art, a gifted guitar player, award-winning artist, he was dead because he overdosed on Robitussin.
It's amazing to me.
She says she was pretty surprised. There were no other signs, says Fetko, who since then has helped others as a spokeswoman for the Partnership for a Drug-Free America. I think Carl and his friends were under the impression that it was harmless because it was not illegal. There's a false sense of security, and it's so subtle. No smell, no needles, no drug dealers. You don't need a lot of money to buy it, and you can use it after Mom and Dad go to bed. You know, I wonder, of the people out there listening to this show, who have done dextromethorphan hydrobromide, or DXM. How many of you did it because you were under the impression that it was harmless because it was not illegal? Now, this is the typical sort of...
I think
of...
that's kind of foolish, personally.
What do you mean?
I'm not saying that people don't think that. I'm just saying that that's a really Pollyanna attitude, to think that because something is a drug that's... you can buy over the counter, that for some reason it's safe to take in whatever quantity you
it's
want
absurd.
To take it. Yeah,
it's absurd to believe that. And I would be shocked if there actually is somebody out there that thinks in that way. Though this is the line of reasoning we are fed by people like the Partnership for Drug-Free America and any politician that you approach with the idea of legalizing currently illegal drugs. If you approach a politician and say, well, look, you give him all the reasons that we gave earlier as to why drugs should be legal, he'll come back and say, but then we're sending the wrong message. But you don't want to send the wrong message to children. If you make a drug legal, then that means that they should do it.
You talk about legalizing heroin or cocaine, and people will really, really jump very quickly to, people will be dying in our streets. You'll have to bring along a dump truck with a front-end loader just to pick them up and... throw them away. There'll be so many people dying.
So the fact is that what I'm pointing out is the politicians believe that the status, the legality status, the legal status of a drug is somehow a message to all Americans as to whether or not they should do said drug. So for some reason, because certain drugs are illegal, that's a message saying don't do those drugs. Because some drugs are legal, that's a message saying that these drugs are fine. Just do these drugs. It's okay. And it's so simplistic and so retarded. I mean, anybody that's ever looked at the directions on a drug knows that these drugs have some pretty severe side effects, that these drugs can be very dangerous, and that you need to be very careful with how you take legal drugs. Just because a drug is legal does not mean that it is safe to use on a regular basis or safe to use even on a singular basis. You could have a complication.
I don't think too many people are dying from over-the-counter drugs. I don't think that happens very often. A lot die from prescription drugs, but you know, most over-the-counter drugs have been available for a pretty long time, so they've had a lot of testing, and they've managed to make them safe and do what they're supposed to do, that kind of thing.
But they're still not safe, Mark. They're still drugs, and they alter your body's physiology.
Sure, you can drink, I don't know, 100 ounces of DXM and kill yourself with it.
Yeah, I don't know how much he drank, and I'm not sure what exactly the cause of his death was, but let's go on. Robo-tripping, or getting a hallucinogenic high with cold and cough medicines like Robitussin, has increased tenfold since 1999, according to a California Poison Control Center study released this week. The trend is nationwide, according to the six-year study on the over-the-counter drug use, or on over-the-counter drug use, published in the December issue of Archive Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. In the 3 years since Carl's death, which was reported by ABC News, use among even younger teens has increased 15-fold, according to the study. An estimated 75% of all users of Robitussin, or these similar products, were between the ages of 9 and 17. Now, from California to Massachusetts, that's a pretty big age range of,
yes,
of that 75%. I would like to know how many are 9, 10, and 11.
Yeah,
12.
I would imagine that most of them are towards the upper end.
I would think so.
I would hope.
From California to Massachusetts, poison control centers answer more calls for near-fatal overdoses among teenagers, and many cases go unreported. This week in El Dorado, California, 7 high school students were rushed to the emergency room after swallowing 5 to 8 tablets of the cold remedy called Coricidin.
Coricidin D.
Coricidin? Well, anyway, at Barnstable High School in Massachusetts in September, a 14-year-old began vomiting through her mouth and nose, and her brown eyes turned black after she took up to 10 pills of Coricidin HPB cough and cold, medicine that students call Triple C, Skittles, or Dex, according to the report in the Cape Cod Times.
Hmm.
The active ingredient that killed Fetko's son was indeed dextromethorphan, or DXM.
Now, my experience with this drug, and it's not small, is that you're going to vomit in most cases because your body can't handle the amount that you take or whatever, and so you vomit it out.
Ew.
So I don't know whether I consider the girl vomiting out of her mouth and nose, because sometimes when you vomit out of your nose. I don't know if I consider that near-death experience.
I don't think they suggested that it was near-death. It was just, it's scary. You know, you don't want this happening to your kids. More's
no.
on the way. We'll talk about why it's happening and what we can do to solve the problem. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN eco-goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big-box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow Patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilsen, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's a Friday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. That includes the wiki. Over 900 pages created by listeners like you. That's right. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That is wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com.
We're talking about legal drugs tonight. Dextromethorphan hydrobromide, one of the more popular drugs for kids, young people to take, although I'm sure some people in the older than 18 age bracket are also users. Essentially, what they do is they'll down an entire bottle of Robitussin or some other similar cough and cold product like that. Also, apparently, Coricidin HPB cough and cold is another popular one.
It's Coricidin.
C-O-R-I-C-I-D-I-N. Sounds like Coricidin. Anyway, if you disagree, 800-259-9231, we'll have a spelling war. The active ingredient that killed Ms. Fetko's son, again, this young man, 18 years old, promising college career, had been accepted to an art school, I guess talented guitarist, was allegedly DXM, which causes out-of-body sensations and hallucinations. An earlier cough syrup, Romalar, was taken off the market in 1973 after abuses were discovered. The trend reemerged in the late 1990s. Robotripping takes its name from Robitussin, the second most abused cold medicine after Coricidin. So apparently the triple C's are more popular. Users can suffer irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, and seizures, as well as overdosing and death.
Mm.
Alfred Allegas, clinical manager for the Regional Center for Poison Control and Prevention serving Massachusetts and Rhode Island last year, said younger kids are abusing all drugs, some as young as 7 and 8.
Wow.
Says last year the center received...
The only thing I cared about when I was 7 or 8 is running around with plastic guns,
yeah,
shooting at my
squirt
friends.
Guns.
The center received 45 phone calls involving the intentional abuse or misuse of cold medicines, this is last year alone, among 11 to 17-year-olds. Even as the popularity of illegal drugs like ecstasy, LSD, and the date rape drug GHB have dropped, abuse of over-the-counter medicines such as Coricidin pills, Robitussin syrup, and other easy-to-buy products are on the rise, according to the Partnership for a Drug-Free America. According to the survey done by the group in May of 2006, 1 in 10 U.S. teens abuse cough medicine to get high. Such abuse is on par with illegal drugs such as cocaine, crack, and methamphetamine. The group surveyed more than 7,300 teenagers in grades 7 through 12. So it seems like this is a problem.
It does sound that way.
1 out of 10 kids abusing Robitussin. So, of course, the question becomes, what do you want to do about it, America? What's your plan to save the children from these legal over-the-shelf drugs? I mean, what are you gonna do? 800-259-9231. There are some people that have a few ideas in this article. We'll share them coming up. Misty Fetko, the mom of the 18-year-old who overdosed, says teenagers like her son think cold medicines are safer than PCP and LSD. She later discovered in her son's online journal that he was drawn to the hallucinatory effect of DXM. Some users become agitated and others lethargic, confused, dizzy, or act as if they're drunk. Quote, there's a lot of peer pressure and stress for kids, said Fetko, who thinks her son was experiencing tension at school and from a family divorce. He wanted to drown it out and escape. Or maybe he just wanted to get high, Miss Fetko, and maybe he couldn't get his hands on PCP or LSD. Of course, not that I'm saying PCP is a very good idea, but
I don't know. Is that stuff even available anywhere? I mean,
these days, I don't know. You probably have to go through some effort to get your hands on that. But maybe she's right. Maybe she's right about teenagers and their impressions about illegal drugs. Maybe they do believe, and wrongly so, that over-the-counter drugs are indeed safer. Maybe they aren't. You know, if you're getting your LSD or MDMA from a reliable source, then there's no reason why those drugs wouldn't be safe as far as their purity is concerned. Could you overdose on them? Sure. Can you overdose on any drug? Yeah.
It's obvious.
But maybe kids really do believe that because these drugs are illegal, that they're more dangerous, that you're more likely to overdose on them, that you're more likely to die on those products.
It would seem to me that the impurities wouldn't be present.
That's true. But also, it seems to me that if we were to legalize all drugs, all of them, not just illegal drugs, but also prescription drugs, then they'd all be on the same playing field. Then they'd be part of a category of products known as drugs. And we could teach kids that drugs modify your body's physiology. They're chemicals. They interact with your brain. Some of them do it in more harmful ways than others. And before you put any drugs in your body, maybe you should be a little bit careful about it and do a little bit of research and try to understand what it is you're getting into. Maybe if all drugs were in the same category, do you see where I'm going on this one?
Yeah.
If they were all just drugs, then maybe they'd be approached with an equal amount of caution instead of this sort of presumptive process of, well, it's legal, so it's no big deal. Do you see what I'm saying?
It seems so sad to me. I'm still stuck on the kid that died from cough syrup. I mean, it's sad.
So the Partnership for Drug-Free America says because these drugs are sold in pharmacies around the country and sit in their parents' medicine cabinets, teenagers believe experimentation is harmless, according to the partnership. The organization claims more glamorization of drug use in television shows and music is partially to blame. Quote, perception that drug use has self-medicating benefits has risen significantly since 1998. Well, I don't think that there are any glamorizations going on of DXM. At least I haven't spotted anybody chugging Robitussin in, you know, Hollywood movies or television or anything like that.
No, I guess that would be amongst their peers.
Yeah. It's definitely amongst their peers. This is big. And this is big amongst teenagers because it is easy to access. You just go to the store, buy it. Nobody thinks anything of it.
Right.
You take it home.
Some of them probably shoplift it and some of them probably buy it.
That's true.
I would say that the first step in what's going to happen, just prediction, not what I'm recommending, is that... Stores will have a identification, 18 and older, to buy anything with dextromethorphan in it.
There are actually some stores that are already doing that sort of thing, and that's why a lot of it is starting to get stolen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that here in a moment.
And then the next step will be what they're doing with pseudoephedrine,
right,
which is sign-outs. You've got to sign it out. You've got to get it from the pharmacist himself, you know, all that stuff. You know, basically keeping it under lock and key, and you have to check it out, as it were.
When I was growing up, I never thought for a moment that I could just pop the pills in my parents' medicine cabinet and expect to be okay. I'm not sure how it is that if teenagers really believe this, and I don't think they do, I think it's just the Partnership for Drug-Free America just trying to spin the issue. I really don't believe it. If you are a teenager currently and you know anybody who thinks in this fashion, who really does believe that, oh, because it's over the counter, I must be safe. I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I never thought that for a moment as a kid. And those were drugs, and they could be potentially dangerous. I knew that.
That's not the sort of thing that they think at all. They just don't think about it, I would imagine. They just, you know, if you think that it's safe, you don't think about safety. Safety is not something that you think about.
That's true. If your friends are telling you you should do it, then that's probably all that they go on.
Things being unsafe, people think about that, but not things being safe.
The internet also gives teenagers easy access to information on DXM use. It's funny, the article transposes it around. They call it DMX a few times in the article. Teens can use online calculators, plugging in the brand of medicine and the plateau of the high they want to achieve to determine the right dosage. What those sites don't tell teenagers is that when taken in large quantities, DXM can cause the heart to race and blood pressure to climb, causing life-threatening side effects like seizures and elevated body temperature. For Carl, the combination of the painkiller fentanyl, marijuana, and Robitussin caused his breathing to stop. The DXM, which is an opioid, can suppress respiratory function when taken in larger doses. Now, DXM, as in its legal capacity, is for suppression of coughing.
Right.
That's what it's for. I've got some in my bathroom right now. And if I get a cough at night or something like that, I'm going to take a pill of DXM so in the morning I don't wake up with a sore throat or something like that from coughing so much.
I'm not going to take it under any circumstances because the smallest dose causes me to have unpleasant side effects.
As you put it, you like to go in the corner and write poetry, right?
Yeah, it really messes me up. 800-259-9231,
you take control of the airwaves. Do you have experience with DXM? Do you really think that teenagers are this stupid? More on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net. Toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, if you like the fact that we give everything away and you want to help us maybe get a few bucks in here, well, you want to shop with us. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. 35 categories of products for you to shop from. You can buy everything from dextromethorphan hydrobromide to furniture to electronics. Oh, yeah, I know. I bought it there. In fact, the reason I bought it was because they have a brand called Dexalone, which is just DXM. Like, if you're looking for just cough suppression, that's the drug that you need. And that's what it's legitimately for, is cough suppression. I didn't want all the other stuff that comes with Robitussin, like acetaminophen, the other drugs that are in there.
Right.
I just wanted DXM, and that's the way you have to buy it. So you can get that at Amazon. You can get all kinds of other stuff, from furniture to electronic devices, books, DVDs, baby stuff. And if you go through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything you buy. That's Free Talk Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. We're talking about DXM, talking about teenagers and drug use. And the Partnership for Drug Free America seems to believe that teenagers are so stupid to believe that teenagers believe that in your medicine cabinet, it's safe. Whatever's in your medicine cabinet must be safe because it's legal. And I don't believe that teens really think that way. I think teens just want to get high, and their friends have told them that, hey, if you down a bottle of Robitussin, you'll get high. Maybe some of them have done more research than that, but I don't think that they really think much beyond that. I don't know if it's subconscious on their part that, oh, well, it must be safe because it's Robitussin. I don't know. And I would like to hear from somebody who has more experience with this. Were you a teenager when you were using it, Mark?
Yes,
you
were. An early 20s. And I'm pretty much done with drugs by 24 or something like that.
How did you, what was the first time you tried the robo-tripping deal?
A friend of mine suggested it.
For the purposes of getting high, right?
Absolutely.
Did you not have any marijuana around, or what? I mean, were you doing other drugs at the time?
We could have gotten marijuana. Mm-hmm. It was available. Certainly cost more. You know, that's what he wanted to do. That's what he wanted. He said it was great, and I would have had to have agreed at the time that I thought it was great. But I think that in the long term, it's bad for you. You're going to regret it. And you know, I made some bad choices, and some bad things happened to me while I was doing it.
I wonder if marijuana was cheaper, would you have gone with the marijuana?
Maybe.
Let's go to the phones. John in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I blame the federal government for this this continuous chase that young people do towards more and more dangerous drugs, and not necessarily dangerous. It's whatever will get them high. We know from the time that we're children, we experiment with altered states from, you know, as children we spin around. It's a natural thing to kind of want to find some altered state. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's true. Even animals in the in nature.
They eat tainted fruit.
Fermented fruit and that sort of thing, yes.
All that sort of thing. So now when you outlaw it, and it's not always a good idea to continue doing that, but my point is that the federal government is making it more and more dangerous, because when I grew up, the war on drugs was, they were pushing pot out of teenagers' hands. Mm. And at that time, you saw people start to sniff glue. You don't hear about that anymore because then they put restrictions on glue. Sniffing glue was very, very dangerous, just like what followed that. I don't follow the whole trend, but then they get into huffing these dangerous chemicals. They're doing one thing after another. And as it becomes more and more illegal, and by the way, they also have the ad campaigns where we're teaching our children that marijuana is oh so dangerous. Well, if it's that damn dangerous, why would they think anything else is any worse? Marijuana is
saying
much, much safer than all of these things.
Absolutely. You cannot
marijuana is so dangerous. They're just looking for things. And, if you look like to Europe, say just with the drinking age, which is a whole other thing, we pushed that from when I was younger, it was 18, and they pushed it up to 21.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? People have less experience growing up with it. If you look to Europe or some other countries, some other places where there is no drinking age. In fact, I did this with my children. If they ever asked me if they could have a little beer or wine or whatever it was, absolutely.
Sure, certainly. You're right there. What better time to do it? I mean, what better time to have your kids explore that than with your parents right there to ensure that you're doing things safely? And I totally agree with what you're saying, John.
They learn how to handle it, and they learn from that. There's a limit, and they'll learn that there's a point where they feel a little funny, and it's not always good. Sometimes
and the consequences,
it's a little bit good, but
John,
not the
consequence,
forbidden food idea.
The consequence of them not knowing how to handle alcohol or Robitussin or marijuana or whatever the drug of question is, the consequence of an 18-year-old not knowing how to handle his alcohol has a result in that they will do what you say, Mark. They will pregame, right? They go out and they, for instance, because they can't go to a bar and get a drink, they will drink
crazy
before they leave, and then they'll go out on the town driving around or to football games or whatever, and they'll be just trashed.
Well,
it's dangerous.
There's another point there where you talk about when people driving around. You look at, I used to live in Massachusetts, and they used to have the blue law. Now you can buy alcohol on Sunday. But something that I learned before they changed that, these people are on some moral high horse that, you can't have alcohol on Sunday because of some moral reason. Well, geez, what the hell's the moral imperative there?
I don't
alcoholics
understand.
Die on Sunday than any other day of the week, because what do? They look for other things. People look for an escape. They're looking for something, and, why don't we just leave them alone? With the war on drugs and with what these kids are doing, the death that's coming down, it's, hello, thank you, federal government, death to our children.
Thanks to Prohibition. John, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
What happens is college students away from home, you're talking about university students, are best and brightest, supposedly.
Yeah.
They're out there, 18, 19 years old, some of them as young as 17 years old.
Sure.
And, they want to drink like the upperclassmen can drink. The 20-year-olds want to drink like the 21-year-olds, but they can't go to bars and do it. Now, as well as I do, when you go to a bar, a drink costs $3, $4, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9. Really. I'm not kidding when I say $9. I can go to a bar down the street and pay $9 for a martini.
Okay.
And that's prohibitive. If I want to get smashed drinking out at a bar, which is where people want to drink.
Yeah. You have to lay down some major cash.
I might have to spend $100 just to get smashed. I don't know. I probably get smashed on $27.
Okay.
But anyway, these kids, they want to go out and get drunk. They've never been able to do it at home. It's dangerous. It's bad and all that other stuff. So they'll drink alcohol before they go out. They'll all chip in on one big bottle of liquor. And
Their 21-year-old friend will go and buy it for them.
Right.
Come back.
And how hard is that? I did it when I was 15. And then they'll chug it. They'll drink, I don't know, a quarter of the bottle between them. Just
and
a
this is
tremendous
insane.
Amount.
And this isn't safe. And it's a legal product. Do they also believe that because it's legal, it's going to be completely safe to just chug as much as they want?
It's a great, I don't know what they're not thinking.
I guess they are. They really aren't. They really just want to be messed up.
Yeah, and, you know, so they drink a large quantity of liquor, larger than they would in one sitting under any other circumstance. But they're, you know, they want to drink while they go out, and they know that if they take something on them. Now, the smart ones go to some store and buy the little flask and bring it with them. Mm-hmm. But still, you're drinking straight liquor. I mean, who does that? These kids would just be drinking beers otherwise.
Well, back to the story about dextromethorphan hydrobromide, the young man, 18-year-old, who was found dead by his mother in his room because he had overdosed on Robitussin. Fetco is his mom. She's a nurse. Says she was ignorant of her son's abuse. She had approached Carl a year earlier when she found marijuana in his bedroom. At the time, he told his mom that he and his friends had been experimenting. But he said, quote, "I'm not doing hard drugs, so don't worry." Mm. And apparently she didn't, because there's not really anything to worry about when it comes to marijuana, but unfortunately, the government has sort of created these different categories of drugs. They've sort of made this hard drugs category up by making these certain drugs like LSD and MDMA and those drugs illegal. So because they're illegal and they're scary and there's all this propaganda out there about them, then they must be hard and dangerous, whereas these other drugs are soft and fluffy, like DXM. When, in fact, that's not the case. It's a mistake to believe that.
You know, I probably believed, as a matter of fact, I did believe, but the reason I believed it was because I read an article in some magazine, and it had to have been 1995 or 4 or something, mm-hmm. and I think it was Nova or some scientific-type magazine, Omni, that basically said it was safe.
Well, more coming up here, 800-259-9231 on legal drugs and their abuse, and also prescription. We've got a prescription story about a man who's in jail for 25 years. Why? You're going to be outraged. And his jail term was just upheld. It's crazy stuff. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.